1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. And just note, you will hear an auto attendant auto answer. That's Lance Kunkel, one of our team members at Rosie on the House. But you can hit one, just click one, and it skips the auto attendant message and goes straight into our broadcast studio, and you can join the conversation. We do have callers lining up in the screening process. Yay. And we'll get to them, but we're going to get back to our guest, Farmer Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm and Kari Spencer of the Micro Farm Project, talking backyard livestock. Where do you want to take it this segment?
I was going to say, let's talk about regulations, city regulations and policy. The what you need to know is call your city neighborhood department and ask them if you can keep whatever animals you can keep, because you know there are specific rules about that. What do you know about that, Kari, especially for goats?
Well, when you call, you want to make sure that you know the square footage of your property. I know in Phoenix, if you have 10,000 square feet, you have no problems keeping up to 20 chickens. You can have a couple of backyard goats, no problems. In other cities, the rules are different. And in most places, you know, if your neighbors, unless the city forbids it, if your neighbors don't care, it's not usually a problem. But you do need to check and find out from your city and also talk to your neighbors.
What department do I ask for when I call the city?
Neighborhood services.
Thank you.
Yeah, neighborhood services. And the curious thing is, and this has always blown me away, the two of our biggest farming communities are Glendale and Chandler, and it's illegal to keep chickens there in your backyard. I know.
Yep, unless you live in some of the pocket areas that allow them, like, you know, we got Sunburst Farms over here. But
and are those on county islands? Is that why there's exemptions?
I'm not really sure why they have exemptions. They have big properties, and it's always been, I mean, as far back as people have been living here, it's been used for agriculture. So somehow they got grandfathered in, and they don't have to follow the same rules as their neighbors do.
So if you live in Glendale or Chandler and feel real energetic, you should change that law because they're, you know, chickens are less invasive than feral cats, and they give you food. So the other thing I like to talk about is roosters, and, you know, roosters and hens, those are the boys and the girls. And there's two myths about roosters. You remember the myths, Kari?
Yes. One is that you cannot have eggs without a rooster, which is not true. You do not need a rooster to have eggs for eating.
You need roosters to get fertile eggs, but not eggs.
That's correct, right. Yeah, and the other one is that they crow in the morning.
Right.
They crow all the time, whenever they want to.
I used to date a young lady over near 36th Street in Osborne. And in that neighborhood, chickens since the 1920s, have been roaming free there. And, you know, they go off at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So really you want to be conscious about if you have roosters, I think you need 2 acres in Phoenix, don't you, Kari?
To have roosters? Yeah, you need some acreage. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a buffer for your neighbors.
Right. Romy?
And if you have a rooster, you've got to have a pen to keep them in, because they can get mean. And there's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
They get very territorial. And even though it's your backyard, the rooster will think it's his and will take it over. So you've got to be able to have him contained separately as well.
Yeah. Most people that I know that have chicken phobias, It's because when they were a kid, they were attacked by a rooster.
Yeah, you know, we never got attacked by our roosters. Our turkeys were another story. But we handled our roos from the time they were babies. So they were a little bit more docile. In fact, my daughter could carry her rooster around like a baby.
Wow, nice. And the reason to keep goats, primarily for milk, what kind of damage do they do in your yard?
If you let them roam free, they'll just eat everything. They at their eye level. You know, they like to, they're not grazers like sheep. They like to look up to eat. And they will stand up on their hind legs to reach whatever they want to eat. So they will take down shrubs. They will take down the lower branches of trees. They will take bark off of trees on occasion. Yeah, so, and they need strong fences because goats can climb chain link. So you've got to have some strong hardware cloth with small, you know, small spaces in the mesh so that they can't get their little toes in there and climb it.
And very hardy. They're very low water requirements on goats. Very, very hardy in the heat. But you still will need some kind of shade for them. No one wants to stand out there in 110-degree weather and 120-degree weather. So goats and chickens and more here at Rosie on the House. And we'll get to our calls after bottom of the hour news break. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.